14 days of hell, diarrhea and stomach aches, but none of that compares to how ill I felt when we decided to call it a day. The woman in Summerfield, she keeps complaining I'm looking ill. She said, stay away from those convenience foods. She says, it's gonna be the death of you. What's the point? Anything but money. Gonna write a song like Coldplay. We're gonna creep to the top 40. We're gonna tour till we hate each other's guts. And the record companies facing mass redundancies. And the second album fails to be everything. But should I say I'm sorry? Tuesday night she calls me on the phone, and she says this thing ain't good for me. Lady, food will cause obesity. This thing was always doomed to be something that would get inside of me, leave me incomplete, like Esther Ransom but without a teeth. Or like, I don't know, a new order book with just two pictures of Peter Hook, and there's loads of Bernard Sumner, and that's okay, but somehow it feels wrong. It's like a greatest hits but without a hit song, which in their case would be Blue Monday, I imagine. Oh, what's the point? Anything but money. Gonna write a song like Coldplay. We're gonna creep to the top 40. We're gonna tour till we hate each other's guts. And record companies facing mass redundancies. The second album fails to be everything. But should I say I'm sorry and disappear? For maybe 12, maybe 15 years. Pretend we're dead, perhaps. We can put all our cash into a trust fund under someone else's name and start again somewhere better, somewhere hotter. I learned the drums, you can learn the guitar. We write songs about things that don't really matter, about the way that our bodies are slowly growing fatter and the sun's too hot. There's nothing on the telly and I walk into pubs and no one recognises me or wanna look them in the eye and say, hey, hey. I was on Jules Holland for 2 or 3 weeks. I must have exchanged pleasantries with at least 3 members of the Kaiser Chiefs, and Joe Wiley was there. She gave me a look that said, you'd never be great, but your songs are quite good. And me and Mike's boyfriend used to play him in bed, she said, and I can't get a feeling from out of my head. She said, when he stood there on stage, that he's still there beside me, and I'm living in some kind of alternative reality. And we never had to split up the CD, she said, or argue about which ones were his and which were mine. We're both doing fine. And this song means nothing.